While I was in Haiti, I found my true self. A quote from Noah Monk states that Haiti is an amazing country. Even though the people there have so little, their attitudes resonate a crazy amount of love and joy. It is truly inspiring to see that. I really didn't know what to expect on my mission trip to Haiti, but I know I was not expecting to ride in a helicopter. This is my journey I went on while I was in Haiti and why I feel like I have a different attitude towards life. The Manifests in Haiti by Cheyenne Dieters. Before I arrived in Haiti, I was looking forward to help the Haitian people, and I was also thinking about the college essays I would be able to write with my experiences in Haiti. When we got off the plane, I saw how destitute it was in Haiti and how most of the houses were motley. We arrived in Haiti on February 7th, and what I did not know then is that on February 8th, huge manifests would happen with burning tires, gunshots outside of where I was staying, and starting cars on fire. But on the way to the church's house in Port-au-Prince, the streets were close to empty. But I did not know that was out of ordinary because I've never been to Haiti before this. On our second day of staying in Port-au-Prince, the manifests slowed down and we decided we were going to make our way to Yvon, about a 2-hour drive from the capital. On the way there, there were still little manifests, but we could take different roads to avoid them. While we were driving, a manifest started forming quickly and we couldn't get out before they blocked the road. Luckily, our driver is known in Haiti, so one of his friends that was in the crowd made people move out of the way. Once we arrived in Yvon, it was good. The people in the village couldn't really care less about what political thing was happening in the capital, and because they lived so far away, it didn't really affect them. While I was in Yvon, most of my time was spent with the kids. I brought nail polish to paint their nails and colorful hair clips that they all put in Esther's hair. They also loved to pull and braid my hair. After about a week of staying in Yvon, we heard that the manifests were blocking the only two roads that allow you to get to Port-au-Prince, and the Haitians that were participating in the manifests were targeting people on mission trips. We had the option to go back on helicopter or boat. We chose helicopter so we could get right to the airport. The day that we were leaving, we were waiting for 4 hours before the helicopter came to us because all of the people that were on mission trips or on vacation were also trying to get to the airport. When the helicopter finally got to us, the field we originally planned for it to land was deemed too small after 2 attempts to land, and he found a bigger field to land in, but it was around a 1/2 mile away from where we were standing, and we had to run with all of our bags. As I started in the way that the helicopter landed, this nice man that was excited to see the helicopter along with the other people from the village offered to carry my bag for me. While we were in the helicopter, they were probably people from 4 different villages that came to see it. Flying in the helicopter, I was talking to one of our interpreters that has never flown before. She said that she has never seen a full view of Haiti before, and she was FaceTiming all of her friends back in Port-au-Prince so that they could experience it too. She said something like, "It looks sad but also nice from above because the towns look destroyed but the trees look beautiful and full of life like the people." And that is why I decided to put the quote in the beginning that again states, "Haiti is an amazing country. Even though the people there have so little, their attitudes resonate the crazy amount of love and joy. It is truly inspiring to see that." For me on my mission trip, I learned that people can have a rough life but still be beautiful on the inside. I think you could learn from this that even though it is a third world country, for the most part it has great people. My trip to Haiti improved my life because it helped me form a better identity for what I want myself to be.